wonderful. And I've got to welcome now my colleague, Chrissy Muir, to the studio. Hello.
A very good afternoon to you. I must make sure I say afternoon, because normally I'm on in the morning. So I'm
so lovely to see you.
It's always a pleasure, never a chore, Neil, I have to say.
Now, the reason I've invited you into the studio, Chrissy, is because of some tweets you put out.
Yes, you noticed them, didn't you?
Yeah, big time. And I had to agree.
Yeah.
It has got bad. And what am I talking about? Chrissy tweeted out, "People of Hookwood, have you run out of fireworks yet? Our animals are tired of being stressed with them every day. Thought today they would stop. No hashtag poor animals. Button is shaking again. This is not fun. Hash fireworks. Hash animal distress. A full 7 days. Hash Hawley."
I love the way you read that out. That really does convey the kind of stress. I have been quite stressed, and I know some of my friends have as well with dogs, especially rescue dogs, because they're nervous anyway when you get them. You spend a lot of time rehabilitating them, and then they virtually go back to square one, really. And unusually this year, there have been fireworks, I would say, literally every day without fail, since probably the 2nd or 3rd of November, I think. And I thought, naively, I thought after the 5th of November it would be okay. But it's gone on and on. And several local people have also contacted me to say they found the same.
Absolutely, it has gone on. And you tweeted again a few days later. "So complete, decided to start fireworks at well gone 10 p.m. right next to horses' fields at the back of mine. So annoyed. Didn't have music on, so Buttons," that's Chrissy's dog, "is once again petrified. I honestly despair of the human race. Grumpy emoji. Hashtag fireworks. Hashtag animal distress."
Actually, I do sound like Miss Grumpy there. I was definitely Miss Grumpy. I wasn't Miss Happy at all. That was actually last night. I thought, this is great. It's raining. Surely now me and Buttons are going to have a night where we can actually relax. I've been turning my music on so, so loud. It's the only thing that works if he can't hear the fireworks. I put earplugs in and turn the music on. But I hadn't put the music on. This was about 10:15. I thought, it's safe. It's raining. There won't be any fireworks. Wrong. They were the worst. So 10:20, they started out the fields at the back. And there's that's Povey Cross Farm. And there are about 30 horses there. Literally, well, less than half a mile away. So I was really, I don't know who it was actually, so I'm not going to put me, but I was astounded. Buttons was terrified, shot under the bed again. But I know, I spoke to a neighbour opposite, Cherry, this morning. She's been on the phone. She was not happy. She's got a little dog. She was quite amazed that they went on for so long that late at night. You can kind of accept them sort of early on, maybe. It's common sense, isn't it? But
I understood on fireworks Saturday. I don't have any animals myself, because I live right next to a very busy main road, and I'm always working, so I've never got time to be with them, although I love animals. And I always make a fuss of everybody else's.
You do, yes.
I had problems getting to sleep on Bonfire Saturday because of the outside broadcast the next morning. I went to bed at 8:30 in the evening because I had to get up at 4 a.m. and it was bang, crash, everywhere. I couldn't get to sleep until gone 10 o'clock, but I sort of gave way to that because it was Bonfire Saturday, as it were, the nearest Saturday to
Bonfire night. That's what I didn't mind that much, because you can prepare, can't you?
And everybody sort of expects it about that time. Exactly, as you say, you can prepare. But it's becoming an animal welfare issue, isn't it?
Because
it's going on not just for the nearest Saturday to Bonfire Night and Bonfire Night itself, if they don't fall on the same day, but it's going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then there's wedding receptions. I have a local hotel quite close to me, and they have explosions going off, mortars in the air till late at night. I'm thinking, no, please, not tonight.
I know. I mean, I actually love fireworks, and I don't want to be a killjoy, but you mentioning the dates and what's expected is interesting, because the RSPCA have got a campaign out now. There have been various petitions, and it has been debated in government. There's been, over the last 2 years, they've got over 100,000 4,000 signatures, various people. It's been debated and cast out as we're a minority. But of course, a lot of this doesn't get reported, does it? But the RSPCA now have a bigger campaign, which they're going to keep on doing, because they have, in a year, they have about 255 calls about fireworks. And they have done a survey, and 38% of dogs are scared by loud noise, i.e. fireworks. So what they're proposing, and I think this is a good idea, they're not proposing to like completely, you know, ban fireworks. What they're saying is public displays are okay because people can go to them, they're a lot more controlled. Generally, they're on for like a civilised time.
And they're advertised, so you know when they're going to happen.
You know when they're going to happen. It's a great community thing as well. You can go with your family. Wonderful, fantastic, nothing wrong with that. And you can supervise your children, because it's not just about animals, it's also about children and people with dementia, people with hearing disabilities. So what the RSPCA are proposing is to have back garden fireworks, private fireworks, November the 5th, New Year's Eve, Chinese New Year in Diwali, and then public displays, fine, but the noise level of fireworks at the moment is 120 decibels the maximum, which is above the human pain threshold for noise. So animals with their sensible hearing, you know, and it's wildlife as well. Of course, horses, they're wanting to reduce this to 97 decibels.
That's actually louder than a jumbo jet taking off at Gatwick, to give you an idea.
So I think, I know we put up with it for long enough, but because of war veterans as well, we've all seen the story. There are so many stories, I can't go into it, but a personal one, my neighbour opposite, her husband's in a previous marriage, has a daughter, lives in Reigate. She has cerebral palsy, and fireworks cause her severe distress. I mean, they've had family parties that she can't go to, like me. I haven't been out since 2nd November. But this poor girl in Reigate is just in bed with pillows over her head. I mean, she's been there for days now. But that's just a small example of...
Yeah, I have...
If people knew, they could do something about it.
I have friends who are autistic, and it's the same.
It really distresses people.
If they're not expecting it, it's scary for them. They don't understand. They can't comprehend it. And they go and hide.
Yes, they
do. Same
as
an animal would.
Yeah.
It's really scary. It's interesting to note, though, that the RSPCA taking this format. I mean, the statement they released says there is widespread public concern about these issues, as can be shown by the previous petitions backed by the RSPCA.
Yeah.
There is current legislation in place, but the RSPCA believes the Fireworks Act 2003 and the Firework Regulation 2004 doesn't go far enough. We want to see the UK government take advantage of the public's feeling on this by strengthening the existing acts and restricting the use of fireworks to traditional days of the year, like Bonfire Night, as you've outlined already, Chrissy.
Yeah, it all makes common sense. But also, in the meantime, I think you can have laws about everything, but surely as a community, and common sense, politeness, general manners, let's think about everybody. And next year, maybe you should think, it's nice to, if people are having fireworks, perhaps let your neighbours know, have them earlier on for a short while, maybe stick to the major dates if you can at all do that. And I was wondering if councils can get involved. I have read that there you can, as a council, you can specify in your own area certain, you know, guidance notes, or even, you know, make it into that it can be a local neighbourhood plan. I don't know if that's possible, but I think something needs to be done, because it's not only I mean, I'm speaking first hand, it's not only the animals' distress, but the owner's distress. I mean, I can cope with it fairly well. I've worked with a lot of rescue dogs, and it's horrible, but, you know, there are worse things happen at sea. However, animals are voiceless. They petrify. They think they're going to die. I mean, my dog's 11. He's, you know, and I literally sometimes I wake up in the morning, I think, oh, thank God he's still alive. His eyes pop out, he shakes all over, he's panting. It's pretty dire. But there could be a little old lady on her own with her little dog. She hasn't got the radio on, and she's, you know, there's people on their own trying to sort these things out with animals, and it's not very community spirited, is it really?
I think not. Now, Chrissy, we're going to take a little break for some music. If anybody's got any questions or would like to raise a comment, then please get in touch. It's 01737271034 on the telephones. You can email studio@susieradio.com or tweet us @SusieRadio. Chrissy's going to be with me just for a few more minutes, but if you'd like to get involved, please do. Here's Bruce Hornsby and The Range, The Way It Is, here on Susie. I'm joined in the studio right now by Chrissy Muir, and we're talking about the welfare of animals and fireworks. If you'd like to have your comment, then please get in touch. 01737 271034. You can email studio at susyradio.com or tweet us at Susie Radio. It's S-U-S-Y Radio, all one word. Had a call in from Steve, who mentioned it was Diwali last week. That was around Thursday. And of course, yes, that is amongst one of the expected times of fireworks, isn't it?
It is. That goes up to midnight. I knew about that. So that's actually not so bad if you know. And it's respectful to let people celebrate, which is fine. It's just when it goes on for days. We've had another comment from Ian on Twitter, who says it's wild animals that he worries about, and the elderly as well, especially elderly on their own, can be very frightening.
And good afternoon to Jane. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I've just gathered my dogs up and put them on the lead because I didn't want to be talking on the phone and they get distracted and I lose them or something.
Well, you're talking to myself and Chrissy. What have you got to say?
Well, Neil, there's actually a town in Italy called, I think it's called Collegio. I don't know if that's the correct, Collegio, something like that, that have actually made it law that they can only use silent fireworks in their town.
Yeah,
that is brilliant.
You know, that seems like a sensible idea to me. You know, why can't this be publicised more that people do actually just really go for the light, the displays? Why do they need great big bangs? I think if they haven't got a great big bang, they haven't had their money's worth.
I think it's like what that. They call mortar fireworks. They catapult the incendiary, if you like, way up into the sky, and then they have the big rose that comes out the top, and they were the ones that make the loudest bang of all.
Yeah, but I think it's a good law because, you know, it's not only pets that are distressed, it's obviously all the birds and the wildlife. They don't know what's going on.
Absolutely correct. And you're out with your dogs at the moment walking them.
Yeah.
How do they find it?
Well, in our house we've got six dogs. They're all small dogs, terrier types. There's a couple, other girls are fine. They don't take any notice whatsoever, which makes, I think the others, it makes them have a calming effect on the others. So, but little Jim, who has actually been David Jay's pet presenter, he goes and hides behind the sofa in the toy box.
Oh, bless.
He hates them.
I think I said something the other Saturday on my show, and I said, you know, prepare a little den for the animals to go hide in, somewhere
yeah.
under the stairs, under a table, cover it with a blanket,
yeah.
so they can go hide and feel reassured and safe.
Yeah. I mean, people say, oh, don't make a fuss, you know, don't let them think that you're nervous as well. But that's the time when the dogs actually need comforting. You can't just ignore them.
No, they like you. They comfort you when you're in distress.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Jane,
but,
thank you
yeah,
very much.
For the silent fireworks.
That's very interesting. I didn't know about that. I did a certain amount of research and I wonder what happens in other countries. So that is absolutely so good
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, and having silence, then the town has realised that it brings more people to their displays because they don't have to stay indoors with their dogs.
How interesting. There's also a gap in the market. Some business savvy person, I'm just letting my brain go here, thinking, should I do this? They need to market some of these fireworks, and I reckon
absolutely.
They would absolutely sell out in, you know, a very short period of time. Someone needs to get on this, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't got time today, but
yeah, but maybe we could research that.
It needs, it definitely needs looking into.
Yeah.
Good on you.
I'm not saying ban fireworks, but, you know, think of an alternative.
Jane,
Italy's done.
Jane,
yeah.
Thank you very much for your call. And I hope
I can't get that hit snippet thing today.
Oh, dear. Have a keep,
my brain's
keep listening.
Been
keep listening.
Taxed by the Aladdin questions and everything. So.
Well, Jane, thank you very much for calling in, and your comments very much valid. So, thank you very, very much.
Speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Jane calling in with her dogs. Now, if you've got a comment, then please get in touch. 01737 271034. You can email studio at susyradio.com or you can tweet us at susyradio. I'd love to hear from you this afternoon if you've got a thought on it. Chrissy, so I think we're going to keep this going a little bit longer, but I'll take some more music if I may in a moment. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl. It's Susie Radio 103.4. I'm joined by my colleague Chrissy Muir at the moment. We're talking animal welfare. and fireworks and the connection between the two. But it doesn't only stop at just the animals as well. It affects the elderly, it affects all sorts of other people with perhaps problems of their own. And
it does. I've got a couple of instances here of things that have happened, one to a child and one to, well, horses I was going to talk about as well in more detail. 4-year-old Rosie May, I don't know if you remember, she was hospitalised last year after a firework hit her in the neck at a friend's display in their garden. And a lot of plastic surgeons now are calling for the change in the law. And her mother, Rosie's mother, is still petitioning for a change in the law, just very much in line with the RSPCA's campaign. Just stick to those four dates for private fireworks and public displays, okay, but perhaps, you know, a bit more control. I remember as a child, actually, years ago, well, it was a little while ago now, at a fireworks display, a firework went down a child's boot and burnt basically a hole in her leg. So these things happen, which is not good, but also horses, at least 12 horses are known to have died since 2010 as a result of fireworks, but I'm sure lots isn't reported. And one just very recently, a few days ago in Gloucestershire, Fiona in Gloucestershire was left devastated by the death of her horse, who was spooked by fireworks. She didn't know about this display. She would normally have put her horse in. This is Solo. This is why it's so important to know. Solo had run loose over two fields, basically. I think her owner was away that particular night. And it basically just ran itself into the ground with shock, and the vet said it twisted his gut due to panic from the noise. But I know there are a lot of stories like this. I myself, I have had a horse and two liveries, and I remember one fireworks night I was out there in the fields, because in the stables they can do themselves a lot of an injury as well, but I was out there with my arms around these horses. They were absolutely petrified.
I'll tell you something else. I mean, I'm really interested to find out the views from the farming community around Federal Reigate and Crawley and so on, because we've got a lot of farmland around.
Well,
here.
They injure themselves.
And
yeah.
I mean, this is hypothetical, but last week we put on Facebook there was a sheep loose, but one of it was just spooked and got out.
Definitely.
Out of fear. They can do animals like humans, they can do marvellous things like jump over fences when they're spooked.
They can indeed. Ian at Watercolours has responded as well on Twitter, and he said that there have been loads of fireworks going off most evenings. He's just fed up. Actually, he's got a pet rabbit. I don't know how
But
yeah, it's a lovely pet rabbit. But Ian is just fed up with it. And of course, in Gatwick, we get a lot of shift workers. And people don't think perhaps about that in this area. A lot of people do go to sleep early. I actually had four people in my bed and breakfast. They're contractors. And I know that three of them had to get up at 5. One of them had to get up at 6. And I haven't spoken to them yet, but I'm sure they were not amused by these fireworks last night, which was they'd all, you know, gone to bed very early. So loads of shift workers who are probably not having a great time at the moment. If you're listening, I'm sorry about that.
It is
not good.
It is a big deal.
People putting babies to sleep.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And it's time people remembered this. I mean, the other thing is, of course, fireworks are packaged like toys.
They are.
They are more dangerous than cigarettes, and they are packaged like toys.
And let's face it, at a party with fireworks, you do have a few little drinkies, and which is all very nice, but that's when kind of accidents can happen. And public displays are also good because they raise money for charity. I mean, the one in Hawley Lions raised that. Of course, you're involved, obviously, with Ham, but out of the goodness of your heart.
It's an organised event. It's publicised, people know about it.
So that's great, but that's another benefit to a public display. You can raise money for charity as well as providing kind of a community service. So I know at Hawley, they actually raise money for 10 televisions with DVD players for the Children's Ward at East Surrey Hospital.
Marvellous.
There we go.
Marvellous stuff. And I hope all the charities did quite well out of the display.
Yeah.
Let's just say one thing before we finish, Chrissy. We're not going to be spoil sports.
No, we're not, because that's not what the new regulations are saying. It's just keeping it slightly more controlled, I think.
Chrissy Muir, thank you very much for joining us here on the Monday Radio Show today. It's wonderful to have you in the studio.
Anytime.
And give my love to your lovely little buttons.
He's fast asleep at the moment.
And a big hug to all the other dogs and cats.
Absolutely.
And rabbits and everything else out there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.